This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
My little victory is not only did I not leave the house with a coat, I didn't even consider warming my car up because I knew I didn't need any of the above.
Why do you say that?
Because I do not warm up the car when it's nice out, unlike you, DZ, because you're strange like that. You turn on the car anytime.
Well, it's because the car is meant to be turned on and ran at least a little bit, man. Get the engine going. You can't just get it in a cold start and go.
Nope. Only the auto start girl in the winter. So I was excited. I just jumped in and left this morning.
Look at you.
No warming up, no looking for a coat. Yes.
He is perfect.
Even if this is fool spring where they trick us and it comes back around, we have one more winter.
I'm not listening.
I'm living in the moment.
I'm not listening.
Thank you very much.
I'm a fool.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is I got to be a part of history.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually really, really cool.
What happened?
Don't worry about it.
What do you mean, don't worry about it?
I'm going to tell you more about it next.
Oh, in the weekend.
Or on the show. Or at some point today. Who knows?
You got to be a part of history? What does that mean?
My little victory is that I got to do something historic.
Dang.
And I mean, if you want to look ahead and cheat the system, go ahead, look on my story. But otherwise, you're going to have to wait.
Well, now I'm going.
I want to check it out. If you want to check it out, but I'm going to tell you about it.
All right, you're going to tell us next then. Fine. Yeah. When we talk about our weekends. Good. Because I have no idea what you're talking about. And now I want to know.
Oh, look at you.
Fine.
On the outside looking in.
Uh-huh. We'll talk to you next. 103.7. Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So today on the show, starting at 7 a.m., we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Benson Boone at Summerfest.
Oh, we are we?
We are. And we'll have to explain all that, won't we, at 7?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, it's interesting, but it's interesting enough to make you want to do it, ain't it?
It is, yes. You're going to have a chance from 7 to 4 all day long, every day this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You already know.
I'm realizing we're going to have to stop at 7 and tell. Explain this, probably.
Oh, 100%.
Damn, in the middle of the show. Okay, so We're going to give you a keyword.
And then get back into
what would DZ do. And then, yes, and then finish the show. But anyway, your chance at 7 o'clock to see Benson Boone. Okay, that's exciting stuff on the show today.
Yep.
Are you ready to get into our weekends, DZ? Because it's Monday. It's March 10th. We're here.
Yeah.
We made it.
I mean, we might as well say we're halfway through the month.
We're not, but almost. I mean, once you put in spring break, forget about it.
It goes into overdrive. Feels like it. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like it.
Well, and I saw you this weekend. I saw you and your family.
Oh, you did?
Yes. So let's get into our weekends. Are you ready? Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I got to see DZ and his family on Friday night. It was very exciting.
You were lurking on us? What were you doing?
I sure was, even though you pulled up after me. We all went swimming at the Princeton Club on Friday night. It was a good time the kids.
It was like, well, we let you know. We were like, bro, we probably going to the pool. And you said, well, hey, y'all going to the pool? Say,
I'm in.
What?
Give me the baby right now.
Say less, Titi Ali. Take them
both.
Oh,
my God. Danny was so cute. Sammy only ran away from me once. So that was is pretty good for a 3-year-old. Your kids are the best.
All right. Stop guessing them.
They're all right. My kids are jerks, but your kids are the best.
Your kids were great with them.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? Owen's great. Hudson's a pain in the butt. Okay.
Hudson was in the whirlpool.
You know what? He's the guy in his robe all day.
Cool. He said, no, I don't want kids.
So we did that on Friday. And then Saturday night, I got more baby time with Ella and her family, my old nanny, who used to watch Owen and Hudson. We went and met them at Point Burger Bar, and we played in the arcade and had dinner. So that was fun. I got to hold baby Zeke. So I was holding babies Friday and Saturday night this weekend.
You had a lot of Z babies in your life.
Lots of Z babies, yes. So what about you? I know you were busy with games.
It was a busy weekend. We had back-to-back games, obviously.
Bucks games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
That's a lot.
And last night, I got to be a part of history, G.
I want to know. You said you were teasing this before. What's the story?
Well, speaking of story, if you want to actually see what I'm talking about, you can check it out.
Oh, yeah.
But I posted it up on my story. But what happened?
You better tell me right now.
It was like a mixed reality, if you will.
Okay.
Done with collaboration. I forget the name of the group. I want to say the famous group. And, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, if you will.
What happened?
It was a mixed reality for player introductions, right?
Oh, this is... Okay, go on.
So what happened last night is this was the first time this has ever been done in an NBA game ever. Professional basketball game ever, right?
Where cool.
For the player intros, there was this like glitch on the camera, and all of a sudden these tree roots started growing up out in the Pfizer Forum. Real time, as fans are looking at themselves on the screen going, wait, is that tree growing around me? Yep, it sure was.
So like a 3D thing in Fiserv almost, introduce the Bucks.
Right, a real time 3D camera effect
I'm
type
watching.
Deal.
Okay, so I went to your story, which is, did you change your name? No, it's Soy Me DZ, but then I had to go to the Bucks and Fiserv Forum. I went to theirs to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Oh, this is wild. I'm watching
it's kind of cool. You're like, oh. Seeing the reaction, right, is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Wow.
So that was the first time, you know, and honestly, like, it was just a historic night in general, right?
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, the team took the L, you know, but Giannis moved up on 50th all-time scoring list, so another historic point, but that's his history, right?
That's cool, though. So that's a new thing. They're trying something new.
I got to be a part of that history, which was dope. And yeah, just as far as, like, trying new stuff, it was exciting to be like, wait, what are we doing? Because it took me a second to fully understand it.
Well, that's when you're telling me. I was like, what are you talking about? I had to actually see it on the Bucks or Fiserv's, you know, social, because I was like,
man, forget them. Go to mine.
Soy Me DZ and then go to theirs, because then you can see it. Because when you were explaining it, I'm like, I don't understand. But then when I saw it, I went, oh, it's like a 3D intro for the players. That's cool.
Obviously, if you're looking down on the court, you're not actually seeing any of the tree vines and whatnot. But the tree vines grew into this wooden deer that was glowing all ominously.
Nice.
Or whatever sound a deer makes.
Well, we're talking about what you did this weekend, and we got a text from Kayla in Twin Lakes, who is thanking us for her weekend.
Oh?
She said, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude. My fiance and I attended Aziz Ansari's performance. I won the tickets from you, Allie and DZ, from your morning show. We had a wonderful time. It was amazing to have a night out alone, as we hadn't been out together in over a year. Aww.
Look at y'all, man. So glad you guys were able to do that.
Thanks, Kayla. Oh, well, what'd you guys do this weekend? 414-533-1037. Cammy from Milwaukee, Cammy with a K, said she went to the Bucks game Saturday and saw DZ doing his thing.
Whereby?
And she went to Brugger's Bagels in Oconomowoc. Delicious. Well, okay. That was random, but I receive it.
And you just going to say bagels and not bring bagels?
You went all the way to Oconomowoc just for Brugger's Bagels? Yum.
Those be good bagels.
It's the muffins. Okay.
I know you like bagels.
I love bagels. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Of course he did. Danny in Oak Creek texted in, and he did the Shamrock Shuffle down on Brady Street and spent time with the family on Sunday. Of course you did the Shamrock Shuffle, Danny. You're the guy that's always fun.
I knew I heard somebody sounded like Danny yelling downtown. I knew it.
We're talking about what you did this weekend, and Bella texted in from Kenosha and said, got the Bloody Mary of the month at the Milwaukee Burger Company and celebrated our 6-year anniversary. Brewery. Aw, congrats.
Shout out, y'all. Low-key, love Milwaukee Burger Company.
Yeah.
Bro, their cheese curd platter.
Good stuff.
Aw, bro, we should go there.
Okay. Say less.
Say less.
I'm in. Let's go to Nikki in West Dallas on 4 and see what she did this weekend. Hi, Nikki.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning, Allie.
Morning, DZ. Morning. So DZ and I met up and took the kids swimming at Princeton, and then he had Bucks games, and I did other stuff. What did you do this weekend?
Okay. I had an epic slumber party for my daughter's 9th birthday.
Epic.
With six little girls.
Go
but
on.
I have a PSA. I have a public service
announcement. Don't do it ever again.
No, don't do it ever again. On daylight savings week.
We're tired this morning. She messed up. I got up at like 10. I went, man, I slept late. And I'm like, ugh. And I kept getting...
And I was like, why are the girls still sleeping? Yeah. It's getting late. And then,
Then I remembered the time change.
Pinata cake. We tie-dyed. We did t-shirt tie-dye. And
cool.
Fun. Awesome. You
My
go,
little
girl.
Sister did a tie-dye birthday once. It was a lot of fun.
That's
very,
nice.
Very, very memorable. That's cool.
I have blue fingers this morning, but that's okay.
That's all right. Happy birthday to her. And I'm glad you survived. All right. Have a good day, Nikki.
You guys have a good week.
Me too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Kyla in Sheboygan and see what she did this weekend.
Kyla was chilling, I'm sure.
Something. Let's find out. Carl said he got his car back this weekend since he didn't get it back for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, remember he told us
congrats,
that.
Congrats, Carl.
Yeah, congrats.
All right, Kyla. Good morning.
Ellie. Morning, DZ.
What up?
Hey. We actually didn't have a chill weekend. We did something. Friday went bowling for a friend's birthday.
Bowling. You had me at bowling. Yes.
I know. It's fun. I forget. Like, we never
so
go, I guess.
It's fun, but it's expensive now.
Now,
bro. It's so expensive.
Yep.
We ain't been in so long. I ain't realize how expensive it is now.
Quarter games are over, baby. Just get your money out.
Quarter your paycheck.
Like a little dinosaur where, you know, little kids can have the dinosaur to help them bowl. You have to, like, pay to rent that and use that now.
You do.
Like the ball roller thing?
Yes, the ball roller.
Wow.
They will charge you for dirty shoes and a ball roller at bowling, let me tell you what.
I'll bring my own, all of it.
Unbelievable.
All right, so what else y'all do?
They get away with highway robbery.
Basketball banquet, so that was super fun.
Oh, a banquet.
And the season, and
I forgot about that stuff from the years of sports, DZ, the banquets that you used to attend every year.
A little basketball banquet here and there, wrestling banquets going on now,
one time you got dressed up, and maybe you had to go get an award, but you looked down the whole time and didn't say anything if you went up to get it because it was embarrassing.
20 pins club, baby. Viking middle school legend.
Then the coach talks forever. Yep. All right. Thanks for calling, Kyla.
Have a great week, guys.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Nick in Waukesha. See what he did this weekend. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami.
All right, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, this was a very busy weekend.
Oh, say more.
We went to Izzy and I went to the Sportsman Show. We had some fun there.
Oh, his daughter.
Walked around, did a little fishing up there. That was kind of fun.
I was going to say, is that all fishing and hunting? What is the Sportsman Show and where was it?
And why'd you fish at it?
State Fair Park.
It was. That's exactly what it was. Then fishing and hunting stuff, a kind of thing.
I didn't know that was this weekend.
Yep.
Okay.
They had the boats and everything. Oh, yeah.
I do want to go to. So you can actually fish for actual fish there?
They had a little pond for trout. You pay $5 a person. You can fish for trout and whatever you catch.
What?
You
get
for the kids. Think
inside
about it. That's
State
cool.
Fair Park?
That was at State Fair. It was inside
up.
One of the buildings
back.
And everything.
Honk
so, yeah.
Tell them I'm talking to Allie. I'm talking to Allie.
That's so funny.
Bro, I didn't realize that they had, you know, like a little retention pond, if you will.
That's
that you
cool.
could pay a couple dollars.
They do.
Fish.
It's in the way back. Yeah. Fine. They have
the way
they have
back.
All that kind of stuff, though. Mm. And then we went looking for guns because I got my deer hunting license. I got my turkey hunting license.
Nice.
So, we went looking for a new rifle for me so I can... I can go hunting.
Put meat in the fridge.
Shot a gun once. It was enough for me. That was it. I'm not even lying. One time I was good. All right. Thanks, Nick. Have a good day.
Appreciate you.
You too. Much love, guys.
Love, man. Peace. I've shot a gun more than once.
I know you have, but I'm just saying, once was enough for me. I was like, I'm good. I
it's
got that out
everybody.
Of my system.
It's not for everybody, but he's a hunting man. I mean, I'm talking about rifle gang. He's trying to literally, you know, stock the freezer.
He's
I'm not about the hunting life. Mm-hmm. No. Protection.
Shoop's on the phone. I want to see. He never calls for this, so I'm expecting something exciting. If you call for your weekend, you better have something exciting to tell us.
Shoop.
Shoop.
Did you rob a bank?
Good morning, Allie. think.
What up, fam?
Are you in jail? Do you need someone to come bail you out? What did you do?
I put a little bit on your books, man. I ain't going to come get you. I ain't getting incriminated.
It wasn't that exciting.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Had a really busy weekend, but Friday night was absolutely fantastic. If nobody's ever gone to Ember in Grafton, at the new event space in Grafton, Wisconsin.
No clue.
It is. You got to look it up. It is absolutely fantastic.
Were you there for a wedding or something? Right. You said an event space.
It's an event space, and they hosted this great bluegrass concert.
Oh, there we go.
And now
we're getting somewhere.
It's a brand new space. I think they opened it like October of last year.
Okay, cool. And
of course, he's a bluegrass guy, too. I mean, it's true.
Is this an old fire station?
No, it's actually an old auto body shop.
That had
a fire.
Has a garage, a big garage door. That's why I asked that question. Okay, got it. So you went to Ember. Okay, we're running out of time, Shoop. And then, is that it, or did you do something else?
No, Saturday, they had those games. You had David Garibaldi come and paint a picture on ice.
He's a cool Cal O'Reilly. He's a dope painter. Yeah, he's a dope painter.
Are they in the playoffs or something, the Admirals?
Not yet.
I met some guy on an app, and he's like, would you want to go to the Admirals playoffs with me? And I was like, I don't know, do I? And they were this past weekend, so I didn't know. I thought maybe they were in the playoffs, but no.
Yeah, it was one of the doubleheaders.
I didn't go, clearly, but, you know, I was just curious. All right, well, fun.
Yesterday with the great weather, it was all wiffle ball. It was wiffle ball for like 3 hours.
Bluegrass and wiffle ball. Look at you, man. And Admirals hockey,
in
brother.
The nature.
Shoop, get out of here.
All right, Shoop, bye. I'd love to hear about your weekend. Have a good day. Bye. Give us less than 5 minutes and you're going to have your chance to win tickets to see Benson Boone at Summerfest on July 3rd.
What's it, less than 5 minutes and half of What Would DZ Do?
Correct. Hold on. We're going to have to do it in the middle of What Would DZ Do, because every single hour at the top of the hour, 7, 8, 9, all the way till 4 o'clock, we're going to give you a keyword to enter to win these tickets. So you're going to be, it's a text keyword.
It's organized chaos.
It's pretty much organized chaos in the middle of the show. Let's get into What Would DZ Do.
It's Allie and DZ.
Correct. Yes.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
That part.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Organized chaos is sometimes just chaos. Allie and DZ.
All right. Things you say, like when you have a hot mic. All right. So the What Would DZ Do is not about me yelling into the on the air when my microphone is on.
That part.
But what is it about today? Something about wanting your car back?
We ain't helping nobody today, bro.
We're not?
No.
Why? Why?
Just listen.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're going to hold them anonymous. I don't even know if they want it, but just to be safe, because I think, sure enough.
Okay.
So my good friend wants to buy my car back, or his car back. Wait, I'm confused. Allie and DZ.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine moved out of the country last year and sold me his prized possession, his car. He had it just sitting at our other friend's house, so I offered to buy it, and after thinking about it a bit, he agreed. Well, fast forward to now. He's planning to move back within the next 6 months or so, and he reached out saying that he wanted to buy his Jeep back. Make it a little easier for him to get back on his feet returning to the States.
Not that easy. You don't just go, well, I'm coming back. I'll take it. It's like you sell your house. Well, you know what? I'm coming back. I'll take it back now.
It happened to me.
True. But you were renting.
I wasn't the owner. There's a difference.
But you were renting a house and the owner came back to town and said, I want the house. This guy sold the car.
Sold the car.
He said sold, right?
Right. He did say sold.
I was about to say.
Transferred ownership. And I'm assuming the sale is final, right?
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
so
go on.
Sold the car. Mm-hmm. Said, well, fast forward. He's planning to move back to the States within the next 6 months. Wants the car back. Wants to buy it back to help make it easier to get back on his feet. He suggested that he sell it back to him in installments, that they could draft up an agreement so that both would be happy. But he said no. Mm. Told him to go look for a low-mile Toyota instead.
Petitious. Yep.
Here's the fact, though. Yeah. Says, I don't need the car. I do have another. But I really like the car. Mm. It's well taken care of and has great added features. Heated and cooled seat. Oh, okay. So goes into saying
so
features are dope,
friend,
fly. Love the car.
But he does. So your good friend is coming back. Your good friend sells you their Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
They move away. They decide they're coming back to Milwaukee or wherever they're at.
Assuming Milwaukee.
And they want to buy it back. And you don't want to sell it back because you like it. it, not because you need it.
Right. He says, he literally says, I'm not sure what to do in this circumstance. I don't want to sell him a car, but we've been friends, good friends, for nearly 4 years.
Is the Jeep worth the friendship?
I don't want to lose a friendship over money, dog. Look at you reading this man's mind.
But at the same time, I could, yes, I'm very.
That heated steering wheel, them cooled seats.
I'm intuitive. I knew the problem was coming. I could feel it out. I'm good at finding the problem, trust me.
So, I mean, truth is, you don't need the car. Then, you know what I'm saying?
But they sold it to you and you like it. It's like, think about anything someone sold you. You sell me something I really like and you're like, but I'm like a house even. I know it's a bigger purchase and you're like, I'm coming back. I really would like it. And you're like, but now I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give it back to you.
Here's the thing,
you
I'm
sold it to
see,
me.
But here's the thing I'm hearing though.
What?
It was originally theirs, right? They sold it to you as kind of like a point of confidence, thinking, if I ever do need to come back, it's not a stranger.
Mm.
I can at least, right, hit him up and try to buy my car back, and this is exactly what's happening.
Right.
Had he sold it to some rando across the country, that car would be gone forever, ever, right? He sold it to a friend in his back pocket going, ooh, I could buy the car back if I ever need to. Now he needs to.
So should he sell it?
I think he should.
Somebody said, wow, that's bold.
I mean, bruh, say you give somebody your pet, right? Circumstances change. You're moving out of the country. Let's take a car out of this and replace it with a pet. And you go, man, I need you to take my dog
for
me.
This actually kind of happened with Bella.
I need you to take my dog for me. I can't take him where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone. I don't know if I'll ever be back. Please take my dog, right? Not sold. You just give him to him.
And
you
then
know,
they come back and they're like, give me my dog.
Can I get my
I'd
dog
be like,
back?
Nope.
And you're like, ha ha.
No.
My dog.
I actually, this is tough.
Come on, bro. They got personal attachment.
I think
they bought all the bells and whistles to that car.
I think you've got to sell it back, though, because you don't need it, and you don't want to throw away a friendship for a car.
Or sell them your other car.
Oh, come on.
Why not?
Well, maybe.
Why not be like, hey, man, I really love this car, but I'll let you. Ooh,
hold on.
Ooh.
Emily in Menominee Falls nailed it. She said, this is why you don't buy from friends.
Yeah.
Exactly, Emily. Exactly.
I mean, you probably got a good price on it, though, bro.
She
Listen.
Said, I don't think he needs to sell it back. It's a sold done deal, unless they ever had a discussion that if he came back, he could buy it.
Right. Well, maybe.
This is why you don't buy from your friends.
Don't sell him your other car. Here's my advice. Here's my advice, locked and loaded.
Okay.
Let him borrow your other car until he's back on his feet.
Absolutely
not. Hold on, let me finish.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Let him borrow, rent, whatever, until he can purchase his car back in full.
Mm.
It doesn't sound like you can buy it back in full. And maybe tax him a little bit for it too, right?
Mm.
Get it detailed and be like, yeah, it's worth $1,000 more now, man.
Okay, I doubt that. 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can text or call. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So he wants to know what to do. He bought a car from his friend, and now his friend is coming back and wants to buy it back. So we're going to help him next. All right, we've got to give away these Benson Boone tickets.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to happen every single hour from 7 to 4. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to do it again. At 9 o'clock, we're going to do it again.
At 10 o'clock?
Every single hour.
11?
Yes. That all week long, we're going to give you a keyword that you're going to text in to a completely different number. So, I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm being serious. The word is beautiful. Even on a Monday morning, BEAUTIFUL, beautiful. And you're going to text the word beautiful to 20357.
Okay. Like it's going to be beautiful outside today.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Text that to 20357. And that will get you entered to win Benson Boone tickets.
Okay, bet.
Okay, we got this.
Got it.
Allie and DZ can handle chaos if there's anything we can do.
Yes, exactly.
Now, we're
this
talking
is what
to
we
you
do.
Next about the problem. Let's go. I'm just saying.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Did we give this guy a name?
We did not, actually.
How about Car Thief Carson?
Car Thief Carson. Why is that gold?
But he didn't steal it. He just doesn't want to give it back. Okay, so
Car Thief Carson.
Car Thief Carson. He bought a car from his friend, and now his friend's coming back to town and wants to buy it back, and he doesn't want to sell it. He's kind of enjoying it, but it's a Jeep, but he doesn't need it. It's an extra car, which wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, but think about it. Your homie goes, bro, I sold you this car, gave it to you. I really probably didn't even want to, but I thought I'll sell it to the homie.
Yeah.
I could buy it back if I move back. And now the situation's here. He's saying, I need to get back on my feet. Maybe he's having financial trouble.
Maybe.
You know, going, all right, I'm moving back and I don't got nothing to my name, bro. At least let me get the car.
Let's start with Teddy in Muskego. I'm going to start with him this morning and see what he thinks. Teddy.
Good morning.
Morning. You ever buy a car from a friend and then refuse to give it back?
Teddy. Tedster.
To be honest, no, I haven't, because I don't feel like I would put myself in that position to have to rely on that friend to get it back then.
A boat? Another story.
Are you going to back up? Exactly. Are you going to back up the whole don't buy from your friends, Teddy?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. But okay. If I buy a car from a friend and then 7 months later they come back and say, oh, actually, I need that, so give it to me or I don't want to be friends with you, well, then I'll keep the car.
Then you're dumping the friend.
Isn't that materialistic, though? You know what I'm saying, man?
Yes, it is. But does Teddy care? Yeah, absolutely not, because he needs a car.
No, he doesn't. He's got another one.
That's your opinion.
Instead, he literally said, go look for a low-mile Toyota, my boy. And we love Toyota, bro. My wife's RAV4 is lit, but, bro, come on. Really?
What were you going to say, Teddy?
To Teddy. I think we might have dropped him.
Aww. Maybe he was shaving his mustache.
No!
We lost Teddy.
Later, Ted. Love, man.
Fine. Courtney texted in and said, it doesn't sound like they talked about him getting the car back if he came back. I say offer to let him borrow your other car until he can get his own car.
Yep.
You don't owe him his old car back. He sold it to you. Tell him that Jeep is now your main car. And if he gets mad, he's childish and you don't need that friendship.
Oh, I do hear that. Be like, hey, man, I really do. I'm driving the car a lot. You could use my other one. Like I said, agree.
Well, let's go to Heather in Shorewood and see what she thinks.
Ooh, hold on.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. So hot. So take off all your clothes.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
All right, so what do you think, Heather? What should he do?
Well, he says he doesn't want to lose the friend, and he will if he doesn't sell the car back.
True.
But I think that he should say, no, I don't want to take installments because that's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
He needs to be able to buy it back in full in order for that to happen.
Okay. So back in full. So then how does he do that? Do you say, no, I'm not selling it to you. You got to rent something else. I need to get back on my feet. That was the whole crux of this. I need to get back on my feet.
He needs to tell him that he has to pay him for the car in full up front because he's not willing to take installments for him. He paid for the car up front and the other guy didn't take installments.
Touché.
That would be fair. Okay. If you don't want to lose the car, you got to sell the car, but you don't have to do it in installments. Don't let
You don't got to do him a favor.
Well,
yeah.
And Kayla in West Bend is saying it matters. I guess I'd want to know why he moved out of the country in the first place. Is if he relocated due to work or something important, then I'd say sell it back. But it doesn't even matter, really, if you want the car. Does the circumstance matter?
Yeah, I guess, man. No, the circumstance doesn't matter. The only time it matters is if they're in such a bind that you know that they're going to basically be homeless. Like if your buddy was like, hey, dog, I'm going to need to be living out of this car.
Yeah.
Can I please buy it back from you in installments? Then, son, sell him the car back. That's your guy, right?
Yeah.
Or let him live with you if you're not letting him selling him the car back. But if he's just moving back going, well, I moved across the world for this girl and turns out that she didn't like
Carl
me.
And Indy, but it's going to work out if he moves only.
Carl got the juice, though.
Yeah, he's going to be
this
fine.
This dude didn't have the juice.
Yeah.
Right? Now he's moving back going, man, nothing worked out over there. Can I please buy
my
baby back?
I don't think it matters.
No?
I think you sold the car. A deal is a deal, man.
You got to deal with it.
Yes.
Is this the adult life consequence?
I guess. You sold it and it's gone.
Mm.
This is like when you lose something as a kid. You got to learn. Life is not fair.
Life is not
you
fair.
You sold it.
Life is not fair. You made a decision. He did have it sitting at his friend's house. Could have just left it sitting. Yikes. Wow.
All right. I'm just glad this isn't our problem, to be quite honest.
That part.
Honestly, I'm going to go in my car and mind my own business.
My focus, not my monkey.
That part.
Not my chair.
I'm kind of relieved. It's like, I'm glad this isn't our problem today.
I told you we weren't helping nobody today.
Nope, we're good. 103.7 Kiss FM. Discussions. Allie and DZ. Discussions you have that make you sound old. I walk in and DZ goes, I think I need some gel insoles in my shoes.
Are you gelling? them kids don't know nothing about are you gelling, bro. I need some Dr. Scholl's or something.
We're going to talk about this later in the show. Things you talk about that make you sound old.
My God, for real, though.
Shoe insoles. We'll start with that one, okay?
Boy, my plantar fasciitis is acting up, boy.
I mean, seriously. All
Tell
right.
You what.
So, good morning, everybody.
Gout's next. I got gout.
What's next? You have digestive issues? Yes, that's what's next.
I was literally talking about gout with my middle school wrestling coach at the tournament that I went to for my nephew, and he was like, man, I got gout.
And another discussion only old people have.
I had a flash of like me and my friends joking about having gout when we were younger, like 10 years ago, and I'm like, oh my God.
Now I'm a dad having a conversation with another dad.
I'm having the gout talk, and then I went, wait, do I got gout?
Come on.
He described it and was like, do I got gout?
You could visit Allie and DZMD, we call ourselves, where we diagnose people and give them medical advice.
We are WebMD certified.
We are definitely not anything certified, but boy, will we tell you what to do with your life.
You WebMD anything, we're a doctor. Duh.
The internet makes you a doctor. We have to hit up the voice messages because if you download our free Odyssey app, AUDACY, I always say it's like audio Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good way to think audio. About it. AUD, like audio.
Mm-hmm. So on the Odyssey app, people can send us voice messages. And I came in this morning and we had some really good ones.
We did.
Listen to this, Aiden in Milwaukee. Listen to this one.
Hi, Allie and DZ. My name is Aiden. I'm 10 years old. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to school.
Oh my God.
What a great speaking voice.
Aiden, let me play that again.
Hi, Allie and DZ. My name is Aiden. I'm 10 years old. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to school.
Oh my God.
What
I
up,
bet
Aiden?
He's the cutest.
Big ups, man.
I bet he's the cutest. Shout well, thanks for sending that. You can always send us voice messages on the Odyssey app right on the Listen Live page. Is where it's at. This one is from Mary in Milwaukee. She left us a voice message. I always want to say texted
was
him.
Was she yelling at us?
No, it's about when we were talking about how you always have so much to wear. Like you have a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear. We talked about this on Friday. Listen to this.
I will go shop for something new, but still wear something out of my closet.
Wait, what'd you say?
She said, I will go shop for something new and still wear something out of my closet. Here it is again.
I will go shop for something new, but still wear something out of my closet.
Because honestly, girl, yes. We talked about how we will go buy something even with a closet full of clothes.
Y'all are
wrong with
y'all are literally in my brain because I did it last night.
You did?
Yep, went and bought something.
For the Bucks game.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have how many Bucks outfits?
A lot.
You still go buy them.
Well, you know, and I rotate through stuff, but it's like eventually you want to change up the look. You don't want to wear the same shoes, the same pants, the same shirt.
And
right?
You want to feel good in what you're wearing, especially when you're in front of a crowd like you are at the Bucks games.
And yesterday was warmer than I thought it was going to be. So I'm like, oh, nice. Bruh, I got this hoodie on under this jersey. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can rock with this hoodie today, right? Mm-hmm. So I had my whole little fit planned already. I was like, I need to get a different long sleeve for underneath for my shirt, you know? Didn't end up wearing it because I rushed to get dressed, right? Forgot completely about the shirt I had just purchased. Mm-hmm. And then ended up putting on the hoodie still in wet. I might die today.
It's way too hot for this.
I might pass out. I was okay.
Honestly. No, it was insane yesterday.
I'm not complaining. Don't take it. I wasn't taking it for granted. That's why I tried to pivot. But we made it work and it was okay.
And you still went and bought something, even with a closet full of clothes. Unbelievable,
Stop
DZ.
Stop yelling at me.
Unbelievable. Actually, it's totally believable because I would have done the same thing.
Believable and relatable. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't yell at me because y'all do it too.
Exactly. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. A woman wants to know if she's the Jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with somebody. You got to hear it all out,
right?
Though.
I need to stop being so judgmental on the front end and hear it first.
Exactly. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Give us a couple minutes and we'll be back with Am I the Jerk? Because telling somebody they can't have friends.
That's bold.
It's borderline abusive as well, depending on the situation.
Manipulation.
Yep.
You think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with somebody. Ooh, well, hold on, because this could be, like I said, this could be very bad in a relationship trying to isolate people. But I need to hear about the friend because I may support her.
We need the full story.
He may be
first.
A jerk. So hold on. Let me actually hear why she doesn't want her husband to be friends with this guy.
That part.
Hold on. She says, I say hold on like I'm not going to read it. She said,
Hold on.
Okay, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not allowing my husband's good friend to be in our life? She says, backstory. My husband has this employee that works for him that he has become close to over the years. Let's call him Peter the Pig. Was that necessary? We had to start out of the gate like that.
She knows we like names.
She said, let's call him Peter the Pig.
Sold.
Peter, she puts it in quotes too. Peter lives out of state, early 40s, and he became so close to us that he would stay with us quite often, helped us move. He's handy, so he fixes big things like appliances, vehicles for free.
Dang.
He always supports our kids' fundraisers. Overall, yes, I'll admit he deep down is a good guy.
Okay.
He's also a good dad. However, he went through a nasty divorce about 6 years ago. Let her finish. Hold on.
I'm listening.
Since his divorce, he has one thing on his mind, women.
Mm.
My husband travels for work many times with Peter. For the 16 years I've known my husband, I've never once worried about him traveling. Enter Peter. We'd go to a nice dinner and he would constantly point out women he thought were good looking. He only wants to go out to eat and to the bars. He's openly obsessed with a married friend of ours who has two little kids. He gets into relationships and cheats. Here it comes. He's a cheater. Now we're figuring it out. There's more specific instances, but you get the idea. In my opinion, he's just a pig. When he visits, it turns into party time with my husband. This has caused so much animosity between my husband and I because he's so close with Peter and he's done so much for our family.
He's the wild friend.
But I've never once said he could not hang out with them, stay with them, talk to him. I just don't prefer to be around him as he makes me uncomfortable and I don't agree with his decisions or morals.
Hurt.
Am I the jerk for no longer allowing Peter in our family life? Anonymous. Oh, I have so many thoughts.
So she's not really saying you can't be friends with him.
She's saying
I don't want him around and I don't really want you
going out like with him partying it. And now I'm worried about traveling.
You can be cool with him, but I'm concerned every time you hang out with him.
Okay, so are you the company you keep? You believe that age-old saying?
No, I know.
You believe that like you could be surrounded in a dude group, let's say, because you're a dude, by a bunch of cheaters and not cheat?
100%.
And be the only and be a faithful husband?
1,000%.
Okay, good to know, because I'm going to ask you these if I ever get in a relationship again.
I mean,
real talk. Seriously.
For me, 1,000%.
You don't think some men tend to, like, if they're hanging with cheaters, they're probably a cheater?
Well, then you're going to be worried at every bachelor party anybody ever goes to.
True that.
Any bro hangout that ever even happens.
There's always going to be a cheater in the group somewhere.
If we were worried about the bad eggs, men and women, right?
Like both.
If we were worried about the bad eggs, a lot of people wouldn't be hanging out with friends.
That's
quote,
true.
Quote, unquote, friends, right?
Because
significant others would be like, no, I don't want you to hang out with them. Okay, cool. Well, I'm not hanging out with them no more. Why, though?
And how interesting. She said, for 16 years, I've never been
a problem.
I've never been a problem. And now she's stressed about him hanging with this guy.
And see, but the thing is, she's also said he deep down is a good dude.
Which is the tricky part. Because we all know this guy.
Yeah.
We all know this guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking of him. I can think of 7 dudes that I know who would do anything, the shirt off their back. But boy, do they treat their spouse like garbage when they cheat on him, which is also a bad character.
That's a character flaw,
right? Character flaw, but doesn't mean other people don't have other flaws.
But he doesn't have a spouse.
But he's single.
He's divorced. He is single.
Good point.
You feel me? Like, there's a major difference here in the fact that this man, we don't know and we can't assume that he ever cheated on his spouse.
She says he gets into relationships and cheats.
Now he's wilding.
She said you get the idea.
Now I don't know what this man is doing. He's probably he's out living his life and probably juggling multiple women, and she doesn't like this.
No.
Going, I don't like how he's living. Honestly, and I don't want it to leak into your life. Stop worrying about him and be solid in your man.
I wouldn't either, but I would not. I don't think I would tell him they couldn't hang out with somebody because that sounds even more.
Yeah, but she needs to be validated. I'm not saying that, you know, her concerns aren't genuine because we live in a crazy universe where crazier has happened.
Yep.
But I think you got to have more confidence in your relationship, right? Mm-hmm. She's basically saying, looking at her man and going, I don't trust you enough when you're around him.
Yeah. Well, you need to know that your man is strong enough
that
to
part.
Not cheat.
Why is she so worried if she's confident in theirs, right? Mm-hmm. He could do whatever he wants. He could wow. He could talk to whoever. He could do whatever. he could cheat on whoever. That's him in his life, his prerogative.
Yeah.
Right? If he's still a good dude, treats you guys well, has never really messed with y'all at all.
Then what's the problem?
Why?
You got to trust him now.
It feels like she's digging a little bit without an actual fact to.
So you say jerk. If the facts are on the friend, not her husband. Husband's been just fine, according to her.
And she's making this about her husband. Yeah. So your husband's going to suffer and it's going to cause more animosity between y'all because now friend's going to get ixnayed out, can't come kick it. Bet. Now, you might not want him around you and your family, but you also can't stop him from seeing your husband, especially if they work together.
Carl in Milwaukee said, birds of a feather flock together.
See, now Carl's on the other side going, yeah, no, he's probably out cheating.
Somebody said, she's not the jerk. If she's uncomfortable, then he should understand that. I will say that it does make a difference who you hang out with. I've seen it with my own eyes sometimes. Yes, I've seen men get into situations and then other friends try to pull them out and go, what are you doing? Yeah, like the friends who don't cheat kind of going, what are you doing? And them going, what am I doing? And if you, that's what I'm saying.
But
if
think
you,
about
if
it.
You're too influenced, but if, this is about her husband who she should trust.
But what'd you just say? You see a friend get in a situation, they start wilding. A different friend in the same situation goes, hey, papi, what are you,
what are you doing?
Not all birds of a feather flock together. Yeah. Sometimes you go against the grain and try to check in
and
with your peoples.
I've seen the good guy say it to the guy cheating, and the guy cheating doesn't care.
Well,
you can have good people around you, and it doesn't matter, is what I'm saying.
Everybody's different. So that's where I go. The birds of a feather is
you're saying jerk.
It's a metaphor, but I'm leaning towards jerk today because you're going to make this worse on yourself and your relationship. Trusting your man unless you've got reason not to.
Somebody said, yes, she's the jerk. That's a husband issue, not a Peter issue. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with this family friend of theirs. Does a lot for the family, but he also goes out. She's making him sound like a cheater and a womanizer. It's just, she's nervous about her husband going out with him now.
And becoming a cheater and a womanizer, man. I don't know, man. She's projecting. That's what it feels like. She's projecting, G, straight up.
414-533-1037. Jerk or not the jerk, we're going to talk to you guys next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm getting anxiety. I don't know if my trauma is being triggered by being cheated on or what, but this is like, I don't know why I'm getting anxious because I just want to say, no, he cannot hang out with a friend. No. Yeah. But I get that that's not the way the world works.
Yeah.
So she wrote in anonymous and she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with the friend of theirs who does a lot of things for their family, yet he likes to go out and cheat and get in relationships. And so he has a bad moral compass in relationships is where we're going.
But a good guy
with everything else helping out.
He's a train wreck for himself, but he loves the world.
Why is this giving me anxiety? I mean, nothing I won't get through, but you know what I'm saying?
It's got nothing to do with us, but it's like, oh my goodness.
But it really triggers some of the cheating issues and the trust issues I have, let me tell you.
I mean, I understand it, G.
Let's go to Christina with the blue hair this morning. Sorry, Christina with the blue hair. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm in Milwaukee. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Of course you're in Milwaukee.
I'm all flustered because part of me wants to say, no, he cannot be friends with that guy. That guy's a bad guy. But then I go, no, you can't tell people who they can be friends with. You just can't. You got to trust your spouse.
Exactly.
Or you can if you have enough reason to.
I don't know. Christina, is she the jerk?
I'm triggered too, to be perfectly honest. We've all been cheated on. There's so many dogs, especially in Milwaukee. Okay.
Oh my.
I didn't say anything.
So
she
dogs.
Did.
Woof, woof.
Well, it depends on who
guys.
You are. I seem to have be magnets. Okay.
All right, Christina.
He is definitely the jerk. I'm latching on to one part of it. And using my grown-up brain instead of my damaged woman brain.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
She said when he comes into town, it turns into Party City or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a problem with the husband. Just because a friend comes around doesn't mean that your whole demeanor should change.
Wild and you
should want to go run the streets. Mm. That's something within her husband that he needs to figure out because my husband will tell a friend in a heartbeat, bro, you're tripping. I'm going home to my wife.
Ding, ding, ding,
I've
ding, ding.
I've never had to tell my husband, oh, you can't be friends with such and such. He chooses me first.
He knows better.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And that's what you have to know, your partner. And she's been with this guy for 16 years, so it shouldn't make her nervous that he's going out. She should know what he's capable of and what he's not capable of. I feel like at this point.
Thank you.
Like, you know either way. And so if you're nervous, it makes me think that you think he's capable of it.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Are you following? brain. The damaged woman brain. Okay, so it's not too damaged.
We've been here the whole time. This is what I'm saying.
Everybody's capable of being a cheater. Mm-hmm. But you need to trust your man. But her man is acting a fool. Mm-hmm. Just because your friend comes around and he wants to be out here being a pig, as she calls it, doesn't mean you should jump on the bandwagon and start hooting with him. You need to take your merry butt down and tell him, if you want to come over, that's cool. We can have cocktails at the house, kick it with the wife.
So it's on the guy.
And if he's not down with that, then he can go hang out on his own. I'll see you at work.
She says
but
jerk.
That's between her and her husband. Yep. That man has nothing to do with that. And
fair enough.
It's hard to have good people that support your children. Don't do that to your kids.
Mic drop.
Oh, say less, Christina. Boom. Thank you for calling. You have a great
day.
Bye. She says jerk. Well, Tony's in Racine. And I don't know if he's going to agree with Christina. Just saying. I don't think so. Tony.
Hello. Good morning, you guys.
Tony, all right. Tom. Jerk or not the jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with this guy?
Christina with the blue hair said jerk.
Ooh, I'm going to go. Nah, yeah, she's the jerk.
She is the jerk.
No, she's not the jerk. Not the jerk.
I'm backwards.
She is not the jerk.
She's not the jerk for saying no. You think it's okay to tell the husband don't hang out with that guy?
100%. And here's my reason why. Now, you have a long-term friend that, you know, this relationship developed over time and obviously has gotten better.
Right.
She may be protecting him. Now, she said she is uncomfortable. And that means, to me, he might have either made a remark to her or a comment or even look at her in a position where she feels uncomfortable now. Mm. Now, it's not partying. It's not going out. It's not traveling. It's how does she feel in her own home?
Yeah.
In her own home. So she may be trying to protect the relationship by not starting any drama.
Okay.
By saying, hey, this is kind of what I don't want anymore. Like, he can't come over or I don't want to be around when he's here. He needs to pick up on those things because if he's doing this and he's a cheater, he doesn't have an issue pointing out who's cute, who's not.
Mm-hmm.
That means he doesn't have an issue telling his friend, your wife is hot.
Hold on. Tony, didn't it say in there, I'm catching up because Tony, you're making points. Didn't it say in there that he had like made comments about another friend of theirs, like married? Like,
exactly.
Yeah, it said when this guy visits, it turns into party time with my husband. She said that for the 16 years I've known my husband, I've never once worried about him traveling. Enter Peter.
Yeah.
She said he only wants to go out and he can go to the bars. He's openly obsessed with a married friend of ours who has two little kids.
Yeah,
openly
obsessed, kidding
on her.
Maybe he has made a move on the wife.
Gets into relationships and cheats. It's all about how he acts in relationships. Maybe that's her issue with this guy.
She's not trying to drop the real reason, and he's made a move on hers. Ooh, Tony.
Right.
I wish you hadn't done that.
She doesn't want the drama. So she's just trying to nicely say, hey, this can't happen anymore because she doesn't want anything else to come from this. And you have to respect your woman. I'm sorry. When a girl, a woman, a lady in any position says they are uncomfortable, you take them 100% because they are uncomfortable. They don't lie about those things.
Okay.
So I feel like she's
Is it worth it to go party with Peter or do you want to be with your wife?
I know. It's not even about
how many times has he came over to the house to fix an appliance when he's not home? You know,
try to hit on her honestly, if he's that kind of friend, probably.
And she's not trying to tell the husband because she knows the husband would immediately throw hands on his man.
Right. So she's just going protecting it to say, hey, that's it, we got to stop this now before it gets worse, or I'm gonna have to really drop some bombs on your friend and now we're gonna have this animosity between everybody.
And I'm gonna have to tell you the real reason why I don't want him around no more.
Now we're gonna have to go to a tiebreaker, Tony. Now I don't know what to say. Tony, thanks for nothing. Bye.
Peace, man. Love, bro.
I agree with him, which is the part I don't want to admit.
He messed me up.
I was trying not to say not the jerk, because then I feel like that's the trauma side of my brain going, not the jerk, tell him he can't be friends with that guy. But then the healthy side goes, no, you can be friends with whoever you want. You're going to have to act right and act like a grown-up, and it's on you.
Well, now I'm flipped because I was
I'm confused more than ever.
Yeah, jerk, you can't really do that. But now I'm going, maybe she is.
If it's making her uncomfortable and you don't want him around, around just your wife.
And in theory, if he did hit on her and she doesn't want to tell you and just saying she's uncomfortable, you do got to honor and respect that. That's
your
wife.
Look at all the problems Peter the pig is causing.
This man is giving me anxiety now, bro.
See, now you're feeling mine. Go to Betty in Waukesha. Hi, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So, jerk or not the jerk, you're the tiebreaker for telling him he cannot be friends with Peter the pig.
Well, Christina and Tony both had some really good points.
Mm-hmm. They did.
But I'm going not the jerk.
Okay.
Not the jerk. Oh.
You got different reasons. You agreeing with kind of what Tony was saying? What's going on?
Well, it's a little bit of both. So I personally have never been in a position where I haven't wanted my husband to be friends with anyone.
Okay.
But I have seen firsthand where a friend can influence someone who wasn't previously a cheater.
People are very easily influenced.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Correct.
Yes.
So who you hang out with does influence your actions.
I do agree with that.
And it's both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women especially, I'm not saying men aren't this way either. I do think men can pick up on it too.
Mm-hmm.
But women especially can pick up on when their husbands are being influenced because their personalities do change when they're around certain groups of people.
I feel that. I do
you
feel
say that.
That
for most people,
it,
yeah.
It's called code switching, yeah. And I think we all kind of do it in
code
some degree,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, but when it's that weird friend that comes around that makes your person act weird, you pick up on that weird friend code switch because it's different.
If she had some girlfriend who was coming over all the time and taking her out to the bars and getting wild and cheating, would he be comfortable? Like, yeah, go out with your cheating friend all the time because she's really nice and cooks us food and fix things around the house, though. But
takes care of the kids when we ask. She's amazing.
Yeah, it's literal that moral compass thing. Yep. Yeah,
right. She did say when you were reading. She's not telling him to completely cut him off. She's saying she doesn't want him around the family and she doesn't want him to
and
go out with him.
Going out. Yep. You're right. Yep. Somebody texted in and said if this was a man, though, saying it to his girlfriend, it would be controlling. Exactly what I was trying to say.
It's controlling either way.
Yeah. You know, either way. Yeah.
But we are sitting here saying, since your girl is saying she's uncomfortable, you got to say not the jerk.
And stick with your girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Woo! We figured this one out. It took a minute, but boy,
appreciate
good points.
You. Good job, Betty. Thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank
Have
you, Betty.
Day.
You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Real thinker. You know what I mean?
It's got way too many layers because it's deep, and depending on what the situation actually sits at, it could go either way. But here we are. It's decided.
Somebody texted in, women are always influencing their friends to cheat or break up with guys or whatever for no reason. I say not the jerk. Peter sounds like a tool.
Wow.
There is something to that. Like if I have feelings for a guy, but he's a jerk, my friends are like, ew. I'm like, yeah, ew. Like think about it. People can be easily influenced.
By the people around you, 100%.
Or they're helping you out. And helping you make a good decision.
You got to decide what's best for yourself still, though.
Make your own decisions.
Yeah, bruh, yikes.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
You didn't see that one coming.
No, I thought it was going to be jerky. Because, you know, you'd normally say, you know, can't tell people who to be friends with. But I respect it.
All right. Well, coming up before 8 o'clock, well, around 8 o'clock, I should say, another chance to go see Benson Boone. We're going to give you a keyword around 8 o'clock that you're going to have to text in, and then you will be entered to win. We're doing it from 7 to 4 every day this week on the top of the hour. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You get the picture.
1, 2, 3, and 4,
You get the picture.
Two?
So okay, next one's coming up at 8 o'clock, and then you'll be able to text that in for a chance to win those tickets when he headlines Summerfest. Like a plan?
That sounds like a plan, Stan.
All right, good. Well, coming up next, I have a question for you.
Me?
Yes, you, about something at the grocery store, if you're still doing it. Because we all have to go to the grocery store.
Okay.
We know this. I want to know what you if you're still going to do this with me or not.
With you?
Yes. I need to know next. Hold on, Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Do you remember when I went and I bought those chips at the store and I was saying I finally figured out how to use an e-coupon, which makes me so mad I even have to use a coupon?
For chips?
A coupon?
Well, it's because it was like a $15 bag of chips,
dude,
bro.
Why is everything so expensive? I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I do want to know truly if there's anything that you've stopped buying at the grocery store because of inflation. And we hear about eggs all the time. This is really hard for me because I love eggs. I'm not going to stop buying eggs. There's no way.
Listen.
It's like milk. I'm not going to stop. I have to. I need it in my house for my kids and whatever.
And that is exactly what it is. Had it been maybe just us as a family, just me and Aaron, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, my wife. One thing. But we've got the two boys. We've got pets, right? There's no way we can stop buying any of the things. No.
I'm like, what am I going to stop buying every time I go to the store? I'm like, maybe I'll stop that. When I was at, it was cool though, when I learned how to use an e-coupon at Pick and Save, it was so funny because I went in to get some Tostitos and chips are like $6.99 a bag or something.
Big bag.
Yeah. And I was like, $6.7. So that's $7.
I looked at the price when you handed me the
bag. That's where we started talking about it. And I said, but DZ, I didn't pay $7. And then I started bragging to you about how, well,
got it for the plug.
Yeah. They were marked down with my alternate ID. I put in my phone number and then there was a QR code right under the chips and I scanned it and I went up to the register and I go, damn it, I'm old. I go, how do I use this QR code?
Sir, young man,
She's like, oh, as long as you scanned it, it's in your Pick and Save account. I'm like, oh, no kidding. So then when I put in my alternate ID, it took off and I got them down to like, I think I paid $2.91 or $2.99 at the end.
The old price?
Man, I'm good.
You paid the old price?
The old price. Thank you very much. But $7 for a bag of chips.
And
when did we get here, everybody? That thing's gone. And that's some people eat that in one sitting.
For real though. It only goes to show you that the reality is that bag is still worth that much because with coupons, with points, with picking whatever, it still brought it down to the old price, which means that all that extra is inflation. Now, this
is so annoying.
We're not getting into this whole hodgepodge logical about what inflation has caused, where it's coming from, yada, yada. No, what we're talking about is the groceries that we're no longer buying.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that have stopped buying eggs, have stopped getting milk.
Because it's too much.
People that are only getting certain proteins as far as meats, right? Because they're like, bruh, the chicken price.
I go get some ground beef and it's like $25 and I'm getting a few pounds, but I'm like, whoa, man.
But no, I wish. I'm loving this whole new agricultural movement where people are trying to figure out how to plant their own tomatoes and getting their green thumb on. But no, we got kids and we ain't got time.
Somebody texted in and said chips. Chip prices are so high unless they're on sale. Those little 99-cent bags are now like $2.99. Yeah, my kids will go up to the register and I'm like, they're $3 for a mini bag? Put it back.
Back in my day, those was a quarter, bro.
Seriously. $2.99 for the small bag of chips.
It's a problem.
Kidding me?
And we're still paying it, right? So when we do these purchase blackout or whatever it's called things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just to be done on certain days when we all decide, okay, no. People are genuinely now going, I'm holding out on buying XYZ because it is egregiously expensive.
Alexa from Milwaukee said, I don't buy orange juice. It costs like $8 a jug. And with three kids, it's gone in one breakfast. That's the kind of stuff where I'm like, I'm done buying garbage because it's going to be gone in no time. Do you know what I'm struggling with?
What?
It's so hard for me. And Dawn in Muskego texted in, said, I went to buy soda. That bleep was $10.99. And I said, nope, not today, Satan. Yeah.
For what, a 30 pack?
No, for a 12 pack.
How much for how many?
$10.99
for a 12 pack is wild.
It's insane.
That's wild.
It should be like $5.
We're paying a lot for packaging nowadays, y'all, because I know it's not the liquid on the inside.
Megan in Muskego, another one, said, I'm so close to stopping buying soda because she wrote the same thing. It's $10.99 for a 12 pack. This is something I'm struggling with. And that's where I was going. Soda.
You may stop?
I don't think I can, but it's getting ridiculous.
I don't think you can.
It is literally $11 for a 12 pack. That's ridiculous.
Allie,
of cans.
Look me in my eyeballs.
Give me a break.
And tell me what you're going to do without Diet Coke.
Well, I'm going to keep buying. You know what? You're right. Never mind.
Because I'm going to keep buying soda too. And
I'm not
going to
stop buying it.
I try the Mio thing every now and again. For me, it's the carbonation.
It is the carbonation.
It really isn't even about the soda. It's the carbonation, for real.
People are texting in where to get your chips. I'm not asking that. I'm saying,
I'll take the plug,
what did you stop buying? Oh, somebody said go to Walgreens for soda. It's on sale every week. I was in Walgreens
get that
the
nice
other day.
Brand.
And you know how like Walgreens you feel like is the last place you'd buy things?
No.
Unless it's like the run in and out store. But
I get caught.
It's going to be more expensive. It wasn't. I'm with them. I went in and their soda was so cheap that I bought three 12 packs and I got it. I went up to the register. I go, I'm doing the math on this. Is that right? It was something crazy. Like, I got it for like $5 each. I was like, this is amazing.
It's like a mini, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a mini bulk buy. Because they always do like the to get two, buy two, get three, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like kind of like Sam's Club does, where you just get to bulk buy. That's how they lower the price on stuff. Normally, you're paying 100% of, you know, get two cans of soda, mm-hmm. you're paying 100% for those. Not at Walgreens, but you got to have the phone number attached with the points. That's
yes,
the whole
thing.
Yes,
you do. Yeah. And then you get the deal.
It's worth it.
It is worth it.
I hate to say it's worth it because I'm not stopping buying anything yet. I haven't made any decision. I'm even buying nonsense still, for real.
Anna from Milwaukee said I stopped buying chips unless they're on sale. Okay.
Yeah.
414-533-1037. What have you stopped buying now that, you know, everything is so expensive? We have to give you another Benson Boone keyword. Are you ready for this?
I'm buying now more than ever. And yes, I'm ready for this too. What's the word? What's the word? Buying stuff I don't need?
No, the word is things. THINGS.
Oh, like buying things I don't need.
Yes. So if you're missing this, at the top of the hour, we give you a keyword. That is then text to a totally separate number. I'm not even trying to be funny. 20357. 20357. You text the word things to win those Benson Boone tickets to Summerfest.
Are y'all ready for that?
When he comes to town. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay.
Back to it.
And back to the show. Once you got the Benson Boone keyword, text it in. Then you can text us.
Who's the word? Things?
Yes. Things is the word. We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So we're talking about the things you have stopped buying at the store. And I said, I may have to stop buying soda because it's so expensive. And I'm embarrassed to admit that.
Are you really at that point where you're like, come on, dog, why are you doing this?
Every time I go, I wish it was less. I mean, I can't spend less than $200. I mean, people have got to be dying.
Well, we've talked about
I'm being dramatic,
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It's real when you go to the store. My bill that was $150 is now $250 to $3, mm-hmm. I swear. Mm-hmm. Same stuff. I'm like, come on.
And we ain't getting paid more, bro.
Like, and we're not getting paid anymore. That's right. Exactly. Let's go to Ashley in Tosa and see what she's giving up. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Hi.
What did you stop buying?
Two things. Mm. One, string cheese.
Huh. My kids go through that like crazy, and it's expensive. Yes. Go on.
And two, paper towels.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm done spending $30 mm-hmm. for 8 rolls of Bounty.
Oh.
No, we're using a washcloth and rags. But
we're going to do a lot more laundry.
All of a sudden, the extreme penny pinchers make sense, bro. The ones that be cutting up old socks to use as rags, you're like, yeah.
It's
now mama's tricks make sense.
You can have a totally full cart, let's say, with your groceries, and you're like, oh, I need paper towels or even toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And that will add $20 to $30 on your bill. And then you're like, what the heck, man?
And your cart's full, and you're going,
it's
I
paper.
Didn't get that much.
It's paper.
It's paper.
That's the worst part.
It's a convenience.
Even get anything fun. Yeah. Nothing fun.
Yes.
Not one game or toy, but
that
it sucks.
I didn't get anything fun. Oh, I still feel that in my soul.
Every time I'm at the store, bro. Except for I'll buy something fun. I got to. I keep myself happy like that.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling, Ashley. We appreciate you. Bye. All right, let's go to Clayton in Lake Mills and see what he's giving up. Hi, Clayton.
Hey, how's it going for a Monday, guys?
What up, man? What you doing?
What are you giving up at the store because it's gotten too expensive? Anything?
Two things. Well, we limited for the soda. We still buy soda, but around Lake Mills, it's $6 to $9 for a 12-pack. That's a little redundant here.
Especially
if it goes quick.
Man, I'm about ready to look for an alternative, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? And then eggs. They jumped up to $6.99. I'm a big egg eater, but we kind of limit that very, very much. So
we need friends with farms, for real.
Seriously.
That's the way to go nowadays.
Seriously.
Absolutely. And by the way, you guys do an excellent job. We listen to you guys on the radio every morning on the way to school, and then I come back, and I chill in my car for 10 minutes, and you guys do an amazing job, you guys. Absolutely.
Clayton, I didn't even pay you to say that. You're just a nice guy calling in. Thank you,
Drop
Clayton.
Drop the Venmo, though, Clayton.
We will pay you.
You guys do a great job, and you guys just keep on going, and I'm going to try to keep on calling every day, guys.
Okay.
Dude, you just gassed me up, Clayton.
Clayton.
I'm good for the rest of the day now, Clayton. Thank you, sir.
See, I was at like a level 7 of how I feel. Now I'm a 10.
I'm on 10.
Thanks, Clayton.
And the weather's going to be nice.
Oh, I got you guys.
Clayton.
You guys have a wonderful Monday, guys.
You too, man.
Thank
I'm grilling in your honor, sir. Man,
that was so nice.
And think about it. He just said he'll just chill in the car 10 minutes and listen to it. We're his quiet time.
That's
we're his chill time.
Us?
Us.
Us?
Me and you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Y'all are weird.
Yeah. That's an understatement.
We love it.
We love it. We're going to go to Lori in Cedarburg. She says she has some tips for us, and then I will read some more text messages as well. Lori's got her own theme song, though. I think Clayton's going to get his at this rate.
He better, bro. I like him.
Yeah. Lori, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, fam.
So people are texting in the things they stopped buying. I said I've got to stop with the soda. It's so expensive. But they're saying, buy your string cheese at Sam's or Costco. You guys, I understand how to get it cheaper. It's still too expensive.
It doesn't make it much cheaper either,
bro. You guys,
I'm
just buying it in bulk. Now I'm buying five times what I need.
And these kids are bottomless pits, so it's not like we're buying less either. We don't have that choice.
Jason and Slinger said strawberries and blueberries are getting very expensive, but it's really the only fruit I can have. Jason, Aldi. Dang. Pro tip.
Yeah. Organic
fruit,
too, bro.
Fruit at Aldi. Trust us.
Most things at
Trust
Aldi.
Trust us when always we say. Not an leading, ad, but it should be.
I always say, always leading domestic industries. Aldi.
Aldi is Aldi. Where I would always get really cheap fruit when the kids were little. Yeah.
I should sell them that, and I'll trademark it first.
Uh-huh. What were you going to say, Lori?
Well, the thing I stopped buying is name brand. Buy the store brand.
Mm. Fair. Buy the generic value. As long as you know it's going to be okay.
Get the nice brands.
Like, I can do generic with paper towels or something.
All day.
But I'm not doing generic with the type of ketchup I like.
Or paper plates.
It's very specific. Yeah, you never know.
Paper towels, cool.
Things, but like chips, for example. One store brand is 3 for $6.
Ah. I do this with pretzels. Like, I'll buy whatever the cheapest pretzel is. I do not care. And they're like, can we have dots? I'm like, not this week. Not for $6.99 a bag. No, you cannot.
We get these exclamation points, though.
We can get that. We can get the roundies 3 for $5. We sure can. True story.
I swear to God.
You said you don't want to give up soda. When the stores have, like, say, Meyer's, they have soda, 24 packs for $8.99. Buy more than you need.
Stop talking dirty to me.
Because then that way, when you think you normally would be out with what you normally buy,
you're not.
You still have extra.
Yeah,
and
well.
You don't have to buy the 10, 12, or 20.
Then I feel like a dealer. Then I feel like when my mom used to be the cookie leader for the Girl Scouts, I got 17,000 boxes of Diet Coke in my garage.
What's wrong
you know?
With that?
Nothing.
You
but
ready
not
to go.
The point.
Nothing, but
you hide them in the studio.
Don't worry about running out. You'll get to worry about paying high prices.
Well, true. I did hide. Carl sent us 2 12-packs, remember?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Carl from Indy DoorDashed us 2 things of Diet Coke. So
wild.
I had one hidden in the fridge for us and one on the floor. And Friday, I realized I was out of Diet Coke. So I took it home, Carl, because I didn't want to go to the store and buy Diet Coke. It's too expensive.
Look at that, man. Carl holding us down,
sure
man.
Did.
Through inflation and
he
all.
Sure did. I avoided it that day. So, Lori, you're saying buy the generic. What's your other tip?
Go early in the morning or late at night because they're marking meat down. And you can get, like, one day I went to a store, bought packs of meat and pork for, like, $2.
Smart.
Mm.
I didn't really think about the markdown meat. I mean, if you catch it at the right time, sure. Some people might feel weird about it. I don't.
Somebody said it's cheaper to invest in chickens than buy eggs, honestly.
At this point.
I'll get some chickens. Mm-hmm.
Hey, my
brother. Teach me how to take care of them.
No, you don't want to do it. Trust me. My brother-in-law actually has chickens. If we need eggs, I got us. I got
us. We need eggs.
I got
Make
us.
Make a trip.
I know
today.
A guy. I know a guy.
Good.
Today, what's up? I know a guy.
Thank you, DZ. Well, I got to tell you something, DZ.
What up? Lay it on me.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Oh, I knew that. Good morning, Wepa.
I'm avoiding because I was talking bad about you, and I feel like I need to come clean.
Excuse me?
I know. We don't do this to each other.
Excuse me?
I was talking about you behind your back. It wasn't bad, but I was talking about you behind your back. And the one time I did that, you went nuts on me. And fair. I mean, I don't blame you. So I feel like I need to tell you because I just did it again.
What?
Ed, can you move over to the microphone?
Ed,
the IT guy.
Ed, are you involved in this?
Yes, this is more of a confession. Ed really doesn't care, but Ed is part of it.
Oh,
Ed roped me into it. Thank you.
I did rope you into it because I secretly...
Well, y'all know I like to fight. Hold on. Let me roll my sleeves up and pull my shorts up.
Ed, our IT guy, is actually in here because I secretly messaged him and asked him to come in.
What? What?
See, you see what I mean? Like, DZ and I are only this close because we're honest with each other.
What?
So I knew I'd have to fess up because...
Y'all talking trash? What?
If Ed said something later, DZ would be like, you did what, Allie? You messaged Ed behind my back?
What happened?
I messaged him and I said something like this. Hey, friend, to Ed. Hey, friend, DZ's trying to fix our big clock, but he might need help, and don't tell him I said that.
Wow.
And then I said, disregard, he fixed it. And then Ed came in anyway.
Zero confidence and faith.
So I
for Allie faith.
I knew that if Ed came in and found out, and you found out I was talking about you on the company chat behind your back, you were going to get mad at me.
Huh, so you don't think I could hang a clock? Wow.
No, because you said Ed needs to put another screw in, it might fall.
There was only ever one screw in to begin with, and it's been held off for 2 years, if not longer.
Look, DZ, I'm looking at your work right now, and it looks fantastic.
Check it with a level. Go ahead. Try it. Go ahead.
See, now you two are fighting. Now I'm off the hook. This is good to go.
Oh, yeah. No, you're good. Now,
it's between you and Ed.
I didn't come in here to double check your work. I came in here for a totally separate issue.
Good.
This is all just coincidence.
I don't believe you.
But this is the type of little thing we would have fought about later if he found out that I came to you behind his back and said DZ needs help fixing that.
She's actually lying, but...
I mean, I've come in here and fixed things that you've tried troubleshooting, and you get mad at me when I fix them.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You take it personally.
No.
Like, see? Like, I did the same thing, and it didn't work, and then I just come in, and I take care of it.
Me, never. Never.
Or we
never.
Have issues, and he walks in, and it works immediately, by the way.
It doesn't even touch it. Just brings in the
which
energy.
Which is so annoying. Okay, well, I'm done. That's all. I just want to confess that I'm the reason. I told him behind your back you couldn't fix something. I just wanted you to know, DZ.
Didn't even give me a chance to fix it.
I did give you a chance to fix it, and it's not fixed. How is it missing a screw?
I did the same thing that whoever put it up last did. I fixed it.
See, I told you this was bad news. I shouldn't have confessed. I should have just kept my mouth shut. He's already getting mad. I should have just kept my mouth shut. I told you.
No one's going to know a screw's missing, so.
Did the same thing the last guy did. My bad.
All right, Ed. Sorry. Thanks for joining us. You can continue on with whatever you're fixing.
Oh, thank you.
Because I actually have something else to call out DZ on now that I've confessed my sins.
All right, let me sit down.
You know I tell you if I say anything behind your back. That was it. I said you didn't fix something and come fix it for him.
I'll fix it the best of my ability.
The other thing you said this morning, DZ, that had me dying was I walked into the studio and you go, I think I need insoles on my shoes. And I'm like, you know, how old are we that when I walk into the studio, you say things like the next time you said, I'm tired of wearing my knee brace every day. I'm like, when did we get here? Things that you know immediately make you sound old. Those are your two you said today.
Well, I refuse to be that guy. And I said this off air too. I don't want to be that guy walking around Summerfest or State Fair or anywhere with the family, sitting there in my cargo shorts, tank top, two knee braces and an ankle brace because I'm falling apart, but not completely. And I'm not going to get checked out.
Two knee brace kind of day.
It's a two knee brace kind of day. And at least I don't got my back brace on.
When did we get this old where you're like, hey, I think I need insoles for my shoes?
I think it happened this morning.
What? What?
In all seriousness,
though. I mean, we started talking about ways to go to sleep better. What do you take at night to sleep better?
You be on melatonin?
I mean, how old are we?
I got super flat feet. I've always had super flat feet.
This is such an old people conversation. Yes, I'm with you, though. Go on.
In my young age, I didn't care about my flat feet.
Of course not.
Now, in my 30s, I'm going, bro, these flat feet are killing me.
Things you know that make you sound old. Things you know you say that make you sound old.
I need Dr. Scholl's. I need to be gelling. Yes.
DZ says, I'm tired of wearing my knee brace. That alone is an old person comment.
I'll wear it, though.
I think I need insoles in my shoes.
Why you have my neck so hard?
I'm not the one who's making the... You're the one. Every time I come in, you want to have this conversation to remind me how old we are. You're like, my back. Oh, my God. My back.
My back.
I'm losing it.
I'm going through it, bro. I'll be going through it. I'm going to just stop saying it, bro. I'm just suffering silence.
What are conversations you have with your friends where you know you're old? Because Rob from Racine just texted and he said, when I'm at the bar, I say, man, I can't wait to take my Tums when I get home.
Boy, that courage be real. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. That acid reflex will hit you.
Or just the fact of when people ask you to go out and you're like, 9 o'clock.
When are we?
That is so late.
That's when we're meeting?
We're getting home by 9 o'clock.
I thought that's when we were leaving.
414-533-1037. Things or conversations you have with others where you went, how did we get here? Why are we so old? like knee braces and insoles in your shoes.
who's got the icy hot I could borrow?
Oh, great. Now Jessica's texting in saying, "Well, DZ, I have horrible knees and flat feet, too." Yeah. Welcome to the old people conversation, Jessica.
Yep, join the club.
Join us. So, the weather. Do you want to talk about the weather? Because that's another conversation when I knew I was getting old.
Listen, when you look at somebody grown and you make that eye contact and go, it's nice, ain't it?
Oh, man. Look at that.
Make sure you enjoy it today.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ talking about conversations you have with others when you know you're starting to feel or get old. Like DZ, I walked in and he goes, "I think I need insoles on my shoes." And I went, "Here we go, having this old people conversation." And then you started talking about your knee brace, and then it was all downhill from there.
I'm falling apart, okay?
And you're like 10 years younger than me, more than that, but I won't admit it, okay?
I come in every day with like some new ailment on, like, bruh.
Yeah, you do.
My acid reflex acting up, bruh.
Yes, Aaron.
My back hurting.
Aaron and Racine texted in and said, "For feeling old, I tell people I can't travel without my heat pack because my hips hurt."
Listen, that heating pad be real, real. Shout out Tony and Racine for the gift, man.
Sometimes
it really is the old man, it's going rain sensation. When you go outside and you're like, smells like rain. It comes with maturity. It comes with realization. It comes with waking up every single day with aches and pains and going, dang, son.
The I can't drink for 2 days after I drink. I need two days off.
I need 2 weeks.
See? Exactly. Oh, listen to this. She's listening in Texas. She must be listening on the Odyssey app. Shout out to Sarah.
What'd she say?
She said, "I'm listening in Texas when I stand up and my knees snap and crackle and pop. Like, dang, I'm popping in my old age and I'm only 29.
Talk about Rice Krispies, bro, but it's your kneecaps? Yeah.
Everyone's texting in about the heating pad. You know what? Let's go to Lala in Milwaukee. Destiny's wife, even though we're not supposed to use Destiny's theme song or we get in trouble.
You said we're not going to hoot a what?
So
now?
Do it. Yeah, definitely do it. Hi, Lala.
Good morning.
Morning, fam.
Us
instigating with your wife. Yes, that's us. Hi.
Us starting a fight, huh?
All right, Lala. Yes. What are the conversations you have where you know you're getting old?
Well, I always tell my wife, "Man, my back hurts or my feet hurt." She look at me like, "Girl."
Those feet, the dogs start to bark by the end of the day. Listen.
No, but it's my back. I'm like, "Oh my God." Like every time I get up, I'm like, "Oh, wait. Oh, my back." And I'm like, "Dude, what the heck?" But that's because epidural, 4 kids later. Back be messing up, man.
You threw it out with back all them toast. Kids, see?
Bro, you ever thought about standing up and throw your back out? I've been there. You ever tried to stand up and you're like, "Oh,
yes. I'd be like, wait. Or I have the baby and I just get up so fast. I'd be like, "Oh, wait. Take the baby.
Somebody's dropping and it's the baby or me. What you want? Take the baby."
You guys, listen to this. Where did this text just go? Carly from Racine said, "We had a whole conversation sitting around a campfire about how good Folgers is." That's old.
The nonsense. When you start talking about
the
siding.
The cafecito.
Little tinto, bro. A little coffee, what? Bro, when you look at the homies and go, "Man, we're thinking about redoing our kitchen."
Yeah. Yes.
The remodel.
Repairs. Yes.
You know,
the remodeling.
Can't wait to open up our
conversations all every time with my wife.
Daily.
Oh, that's so true.
Knowing I've never thought that a single day in my life. Now I'm going, "I'd love to open up the floor plan of our living room and kitchens." What?
You sound like my wife.
When did I become pop, bro?
We should replace the flooring in this one room. Yeah.
Go Home Depot and Menards and look at stuff.
Dude, that's, you know what, that part, when you go to the home improvement store and you just look around. You're not even there for something specific. You're going through the aisles.
Chew
that's
the
when
Home Depot song.
Yeah.
Out here talking about, "You think we could pull up the carpet and sand the floors in one weekend?" Yeah, we got it. Yeah. We'll get rid of the boys. Allie will take them. We'll pull up the carpet. We'll get these wood floors polished up.
No, we won't.
Let's do it.
I mean, we're old. We're not that old.
That's a good one, remodeling. Oh, Lala, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Some of these are so funny. The texts we're getting. Christine from Kenosha texted in and said she threw her back out getting out of bed, and she told her husband it's going to rain because her knee hurts. That's when the weather. Talk about the weather and you go, "Oh, my knee hurts. It's going to rain.
And then when it trickles in the evening, you go, "Told you so."
Oh, she also said getting excited about buying a kitchen appliance or any appliance.
What are we talking about?
That's when you know you're old.
The snowblower?
Yes.
We got one.
You did?
I've been holding on to it because it was too old of a conversation. But in basically the season, we finally got one.
When did you get one?
We finally got one.
Let's have the old people conversation. When did you get the snowblower?
Last week.
Stop.
It was great.
Somebody, did you get it cheap because it was the season's over?
I caught it free. Free 99.
From who?
Bruh.
Who?
I was leaving work, right?
Yeah.
And as I was pulling off, I went my normal way, the back way. You know, I like to hit back roads for most of it. Avoid the highway as much as possible because I'm a speed demon.
You got a free snowblower?
I hit one of these houses right around the corner. And this gentleman was wheeling it out. And I looked at him and went, what up, man? I stopped my car. He had just pulled it up. He was walking back up. I'm like, hey, man, is this good to go? He was like, free. I was like, what's wrong with it? He was like, nothing.
What?
I said, what do you mean nothing? He was like, yeah, we just got
it. Meant to be.
Got a new one. I said, you got a who one?
A who one? You got a who one?
I wrapped it right up in my arms. It was so heavy.
But I bet. No, snowblowers are they heavy?
They were so heavy. Wow. And it's gas powered. It's not one of the newer ones. Mm-hmm. So from like the 2000s, whatever. But man, free? Dude. I lifted it up. It had to have been 120 pounds, maybe. Almost threw my back out, speaking of old.
I've seen you lift a couch. You're fine.
I got it in the car, made it home. It barely fit.
No.
But now we got a snowblower.
And congratulations.
We actually got two because my father-in-law brought us my brother-in-law's old one.
Zero to two. Look at you. Now you got too many.
Now I got an extra one. Who needs one?
Unbelievable. From zero to two. Andrea in Menominee Falls texted in and said, you know you're getting old when you get excited to buy a better vacuum. I've had that moment where I get really excited. Or a new pan to cook with.
New knives, kitchen knives.
When Costco's your date night, somebody texted in.
Oh, dog. Mm-hmm. Are we going there? Because sometimes we do plan around.
Might as well.
Going to the stores.
Angelica and Wes Ben said, you know you're getting old when you have to spin to select your birth year and you feel like you're spinning the wheel of fortune. You know what? Why you got to bring up stuff like that?
When you stop saying the year that you are and just the decades, like, no, I'm in my 30s because I can't count for the rest
Hudson,
of it.
They love to do that to me. So, Mom, in the 1900s, I'm like, shut up.
I will fight you.
You don't know nothing about the 1900s.
The 1900s had hands. Y'all got technology. Y'all want these problems, youngins.
Listen, I'm going to meet you on our lawn, DZ. We're going to go outside. We're going to have our coffee, talk about the weather. I'll bring some Tums for you, and we'll get your knee brace.
Wait. Just don't stand on my lawn. Get off it. Get off my lawn.
Be careful when you walk on it. Seriously.